You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here on a Monday afternoon, 2:08 p.m. And Copper's running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing today?
Hello. It feels good for a Monday.
It does feel, and it's a beautiful day. Mm. I mean, it's like fall's finally here, and it felt like fall, sometimes winter, all weekend long.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got down to 27 degrees overnight. So if your outdoor plants are still outdoor, they may not be outdoor for long. But, hey, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. We're going to do that here in 1 second. So, folks, we got a good show for you. I got some folks calling in today at 3 p.m. My buddy Jeff Poor, who is on the Jeff Poor Show at 106.5 down on the coast. We're going to talk to him a little bit about politics and about some things that are happening down in the coastal areas, too, that I think impact Alabama in general. At 4 p.m., we got our friend State Senator Arthur Orr, who serves out of the Decatur area. Going to talk about education in Alabama. Arthur's got a bill coming up that he believes would help advance our standards in math. And at the same time, though, we're seeing suddenly a lessening of the standards again in reading. So we're going to talk about education in Alabama, not the least of which is I've got copies of slides of coursework being taught to teachers in the Huntsville City Schools that you can't tell me critical race theory is not around here. And then I'll tell you what, let's do the triple dipper. Hit that sound effect, Copper.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
Yeah, so the Triple Dipper here on Monday. Here's the deal. Going to do the first one. I'm calling it Vaccination Litigation Legislation and Machinations. All right, so we're gonna do you a total update on some major things that have happened just in the last few days on the vaccination mandate. It's around the nation. Sometimes it's things that actually do impact you per se or happened right here in this listening area. And then I've got some other things that are pretty interesting regarding vax mandates all around the nation. That's number one on the Triple Dipper, vaccination, litigation, legislation, and machinations. Number two, for whom the politics polls. That's right, for whom the politics polls. So there's some very interesting polls out right now. And if you are a Republican, keep in mind, Republican, conservative, not always the same thing. But nonetheless, if you are a Republican, it's still better than having a Democrat in office, right? And the reality is there's some amazing polls that have come out here in the last 24 hours. We'll talk about those with Jeff Poor, my buddy. And then number three, education in Alabama. Hey, parents. I'm saying hey, parents. I'm just calling that one number three. Hey, parents, education. We're going to talk about that. Where do we go with education? But listen, I got to tell you, before I go into that, I mean, I'm going to kind of almost get off topic in a sense and get a little philosophical on you, but I saw something this morning on the news. I mean, literally this morning on the news, national news on Fox, maybe some of you saw it as well. A high school kid in New Jersey. Did y'all see this? A high school kid in New Jersey, the starting quarterback for his team, had an amazing game last Friday night. I mean, like, wow. He threw for 7 touchdowns and he ran one in himself for number 8. It was a stellar night. And you'd be thinking, okay, well, that's cool, but why do you make national news? It was just a good game, right? Well, good question. He made national news because his mother passed away after a long fight with breast cancer just the day before. And he debated even playing at all that night. He was grieving the loss of what he described as his mom slash biggest fan slash inspiration. And no one would have faulted him for sitting that one out, not for a minute. But he asked his dad what he should do. You know, hey, Dad, what do you think? Should I play? And his dad reminded him that playing to his utmost is exactly what his mom would have wanted him to do. And in his words, he believes his mom got to see him anyway. That kid took a solid knock, a solid life knock. But he stayed on his feet, and he gave it right back tenfold. And I'm inspired by that. I'm an old guy, but I can be inspired by any generation, especially when it involves overcoming odds or beating back the naysayers. And that's a big deal right now. I mean, look around. There's every opportunity for you to get down right now. Real life is happening to folks at every turn, or at least to those that we know, sometimes to those that we love. And we've all experienced personal setbacks and sometimes tragedies. I've suffered the painful loss of parents, watched marriages of folks that I know fall apart, lost jobs, experienced betrayal. I've found out in some real situations who my real friends were. no different than many of you. And I believe the Lord was spot on when he advised us that in this world you will have troubles, but fear not, he has overcome the world. It's about perspective, y'all. Life happens. It's what you do with what life throws at you that makes a difference. I remember years ago, back when I was young and full of vinegar, at Army Ranger School, I was in the swamp phase, which back then was the third of four phases. I was put in charge of an ambush patrol. I had to pass that patrol to continue on in the course. It was pass or fail at that moment. Nothing was going right. I could not get a single person to stay awake long enough to understand the plan, much less prepare for the mission. Keep in mind, Ranger School is one big, long suck fest. By that point, we had gone several days without sleep, very little food. It was winter. We were always wet. By then, the frostbite that I got on my toes in the mountain phase had given way to trench foot from constantly wet feet, which caused my feet to look like something out of a zombie movie, and they were extremely painful. I had spent so much time, so much away from my family, so much personal endurance, and it was all coming down to that one moment. And I will never forget what happened next. I was standing there in the middle of our patrol base in the early morning half-light, just beside myself. I couldn't kick, cajole, or threaten anyone enough to get moving so that we could hit our time hacks and execute the mission. And then I just paused, and there was this kind of, it was a prayer moment. Nothing sophisticated, nothing flowery or profound. I remember I just said, "Well, Lord, if you want me to be a ranger, then I will. And if you don't, then I'll go home and be proud of that too." I cannot begin to describe in words what happened next. I had this profound sense of relief, like, wow, profound sense of relief, like nothing I've ever felt before. And all around me, these bony, half-dead rangers started waking up. I mean, literally blinking their eyes, grabbing their gear, guns up, rucksacks on, preparing for the mission, a mission which, by the way, went off without a hitch after that. The end result on paper was I passed the patrol and graduated from Ranger School. But the long story, the real takeaway, was that in looking back, I was able to assess that moment for what it really was. My situation sucked terribly. But somewhere in there, I realized that I was in some kind of a fist-clenched anxiety about it. I decided I would not quit, but I also would not let that moment define me, whatever the outcome was. Basically, in that moment, I gave it away, and I really believe that God gave it back. Well, that's where many of you are right now, and I get it. There's some kind of mad dash to ensure that no one is left alone, you know, with challenges to your right to free speech, threats to your job, encroachments on basic liberties, inflation making your paycheck feel smaller, gas at the pumps at record highs. I could go on. But the fact is that many of you are in that kind of fist-clenched anxiety in life right now. You got a good old mad going, or maybe just a tired old sense of defeatism. Well, we ain't there, folks. Not by a long shot. Polls are showing right now that you are not alone if you feel like life's being dictated to you by others who don't care. And those polls are indicating that while 2022 elections may feel like a long ways away, and by the way, they're going to get here before you know it, that a sea change is coming. Liberal progressives are losing ground. They are floundering. And we should not for a second take that for granted. You see, I was also trained, though, as a lifeguard years ago, and one thing I remember distinctly is being taught that a floundering person in the water can be very dangerous. They can take you down. So while liberals are floundering, we need to be planning. We need to ensure that all of our folks are working towards the mission. We need to be extra insistent that we take nothing for granted, that every effort must be expended. And do not think for one second that you are done. Take a deep breath. Realize the sun is going to rise tomorrow. It's not what you're experiencing right now that matters. It's what we choose to do with it. Like that kid in New Jersey, he lost his mom one day, and he played his best game ever the next day. His situation did not define him. What he did with his situation was far more defining. So where do we go from here? I say we go forward. Forward. We continue the mission. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, Right Side Ruffians, that's a call. We are literally 1 year out from the elections. 1 year out. Think about it. It's already been a year since the 2020 elections. That's how fast this went by. Maybe some days it felt like slow, but you know what I'm saying. All I mean, folks, is you do not let the moment you're in now define you. It's what we do with it that makes a difference. That's right. Bunch of Right Side Ruffians. Bill Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.